What's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman for AwesomeO.com, and I am back with my Friday NBA DFS contenders. It's January 22nd. What a beautiful day. Be sure to hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, and hit the notification bell so you know when this and all of our other content goes live. Follow me on Twitter, at Josh Engelman, so you can get the updates to these sim results as we get closer to lock. And finally, let me know in the comments section, who are your favorite options on DraftKings for tonight's slate? We're rounding out the bottom of my top 10 with Luka Doncic, Jeremy Grant, PJ Tucker, Blake Griffin, and Bam Adebayo. Who will be the top favorites for today? It's time to find out. First up, number five, I'm going Mason Plumlee. Center eligibility, 5,300, projected for 31, goal is 41. He hits the goal 8% of the time. He's in the optimal 16% of the time. 28 minutes, below average usage, 15%. He's basically projected for 10, 10, and 3. This one looks pretty good. No Christian Wood, so he's going to get a steady dose of Boogie. Terrible defensively. I mean, so is Christian Wood, but that's neither here nor there. It's a slight pace-up matchup for Detroit, but ultimately, I just see this as a spot where Houston doesn't really have a great defensive identity for this particular game, and I think Mason Plumlee is set up to thrive. There are a lot of centers on this slate, but I am happy to rotate through Mason Plumlee. Speaking of centers on this slate, number four, Clint Capella, center eligible, 8,300, projected for 44, goal is 51. Now, he's hitting that goal 26% of the time, optimal lineup 18% of the time. It's a big-time price, but 34 minutes, 21% usage, and projected for 18.6, in fact, 15 rebounds. This is a mild pace-up spot against Minnesota. Minnesota's defense is absolutely terrible. No Karl Anthony Towns. Certainly Naz Reid not going to be able to slow him down. Ed Davis probably not going to get it done either. It doesn't really matter who they run out at center. Capella is just going to eat these dudes alive. He's almost projected for 18 and 18. Like, we're not that far away from it. Insanity. Absolute insanity. Again, there are so many centers on this slate today, but Clint Capella's ceiling is hard to ignore. Next up, number three, we're going Jayson Tate. Point guard, small forward eligibility. You guys know how much I like these guys that cross guard and forward. It really makes them easy to use on a slate. He's 4,900, projected for 28. The goal's 39. He's in the optimal lineup 19% of the time. I think he's going to get a bit of a minutes boost with Christian Wood out and everybody else out, Wall, Daniel House. So I have him at 34 minutes. That's a, 12, 6, and 4 projection. It's pretty pedestrian, but again, he's taking on the Pistons. It's a neutral pace matchup and a not all that great defensive team. He's a 0.8 fantasy point per minute guy. What I'm betting on for Tate is functionality, being able to be at point guard, small forward, guard forward, and utility, and minutes. 34 minutes at 0.8. I will take my chances there because if he falls into a couple extra stocks, he is going to be an essential piece of your lineup construction because he fits everywhere. And now we start to get into the center value. Number two, Daniel Gafford, 3,100. So $100 above the minimum. I have him projected for 21. The goal's 33. He's not just smashing all the time, but 19% chance of being in the optimal lineup. I gave him 24 minutes. I think it's feasible that he has a little bit more. And I'm even projecting him lower than his normal rates. It's a slight pace down spot against Charlotte. So he's a 0.9 guy. But at 9, 4.5, a couple blocks and steals because he's a center. I mean, even just a couple offensive rebounds and putbacks ends up being massive for someone at 3,100. I really like getting to Daniel Gafford. There's no Wendell Carter Jr. here. I assume Gafford ends up starting, playing significant-ish run. Hornets are going to be getting Cody Zeller back, so they actually do have a center-sized body today, and that's why I think Gafford looks good. If you're paying down all the way trying to free up money for someone like Luka Doncic, my number 10 contender, Gafford is a really good way to do it. But honestly, I'm burying the lead. There is a guy at number one that isn't even remotely close to any of these other guys. But before we get to that number one guy, one last reminder, hit that thumbs up. It helps me out so much. Subscribe to the channel. It helps our website out so much. We're trying to get to 50,000 subscribers by the Super Bowl. And finally, follow me on Twitter. Another thing that helps me out a ton, at Josh Engelman. That is where I post my updates to my sim results. You cannot get them anywhere else unless you ask me nicely in our premium Slack. No way around this one. Number one, DeMarcus Cousins. No Christian Wood. So center eligibility, 4,400. Projected for 36.5 fantasy points. The goal is 37.5 fantasy points. He's hitting the goal 46% of the time. He's in the optimal lineup. Buckle up. 58 percent of the time. That's like 3.5 times as much as Daniel Gafford. This one's not close. 26 minutes. In theory, he could play more. It wouldn't even shock me if he played less. Neither one of those things matter. If he plays north of 20 minutes, he's just a great play at 4,400. Massive usage bump with these guys out. I have him as a 1.4 fantasy point per minute guy, 27% usage, 14.5 points, 10 boards, 3.5 assists. Taking on Detroit, you're not really worried about that at all. This is a play on a price tag. If DeMarcus Cousins could change his price right now based on his role, he would probably be $6,000. You will not find a better value option than DeMarcus Cousins on this slate, pretty much no matter what happens. All the news in the world could come out, unrelated to Houston, of course. DeMarcus Cousins will be the best play on the slate. It's almost impossible for him not to be. This is the spot. He's the massive chalk. He's the first guy into every cash lineup. Be aware of his ownership in large field GPPs, but don't overthink it. He's the best, and there's no one close. Alrighty, folks, that will do it. Those are the NBA DFS contenders for Friday, January 22nd. This is the last one for the week. We'll be back again Monday morning for some more contenders, so check out Strategy Show, Live Before Lock, UFC contenders, NFL contenders. We got a ton of content coming out, but we'll be back on Monday. I don't know what I'm doing. We'll be back on Monday with more NBA. Good luck tonight. Talk to you guys later. Have a good weekend.